Country Bob FM.
It's the Bob Almanac time here today. It's Tuesday. Kind of feels like a Monday, at least for me. January 6th, sixth day of the year. I don't think I ever told you Happy New Year, so Happy New Year, Neil.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, right. Looking forward to it.
Did you go to
big
the
2026?
Did you go and do your usual little deal there at the Fox and Horse Club? What's that place called again?
The Horse and Hunt.
Horse and Hunt. There's no fox involved.
They don't do that anymore. They've turned that facility into something else. They don't rent it out. So this was the second year in a row we found a similar, albeit a little smaller scale.
Well, didn't they have a fire
place? Yeah,
the fire at the
well, that
Horse
was
and Hunt Club.
10, 11 years ago.
Okay.
They have been rebuilt and it's gorgeous out there. No, I mean, I get out there for other events, but
sure.
We rented this little log cabin like place in the country,
log cabin
near Mayer, Minnesota.
Ooh.
And
the log cabin capital of Minnesota, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mayer. That. But anyway, so we did that. It was great.
Is Mayer before you get to Watertown or after Watertown?
You kind of go through it to get to, you know, Mayer's off of 7. And 25.
And Watertown is what, 12?
Yeah. So it's a little farther. What would that be, north? I guess.
Figure it out. I don't think it really. We need to move on to the Bob Almanac today. 1930 this date, the first diesel engine automobile trip was completed. Can you just imagine? Diesel engines even today stink. Do they not?
They do.
We got cleaner burning diesel, but there's some of them out there that, it's still got that that thick smoke and that just deep, rich aroma of diesel fuel.
Yes,
can you just imagine what the 1930 vehicle being run with diesel, what that was like?
I can't imagine.
They went from Indianapolis to New York City. 1930, 1945. What was this? You had a question?
I just wondered how long of a trip that was back then, but I don't know.
You mean time-wise?
Yeah, 60, 70 miles an hour. I don't know if they were doing that.
1930, probably not.
Yeah.
1945.
The wonderful love. The adoration. The I love you truly.
If a cartoon character ever needed to be administered Depo Provera, it would certainly be Pepe Le Pew.
Yes.
He had quite the libido, Neil.
He did.
And he was often misidentified and mistaken for like a cat, like Sylvester, black and white cat, which in real life you would never confuse a cat.
It'd
have to be a very hairy, a long-haired type cat with a long tail. Bushy. Pepe Le Pew, Warner Brothers cartoons, made its debut in the, Odorable Kitty was the name of the cartoon. Odorable Kitty.
Got it. Yes.
Was the name of it. A very clever name. And that was Pepe Le Pew, 1945. And 73, another debut.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
And with that, Schoolhouse Rock was born. Schoolhouse Rock, the animated ABC Saturday morning lesson series, debuted 19. And the first one was not I Am Just a Bill or Conjunction Junction or the other one's Interjection. It was Three is a Magic Number. And it truly is. Schoolhouse Rock. It's 53 years old, that Schoolhouse
Rock. You watched quite a bit of that, right, growing up?
Yeah, it was on, we watched Saturday morning TV, and that thing debuted in 73, so it was right in our wheelhouse.
Yep.
You know, all of those great ones in classic Schoolhouse Rock, the Shot Heard Round the World, Mother Invention, Mother Necessity, and the one about inventions. It's just beautiful. No More Kings, that was a good one. Elbow Room. They go on and on and on. It's just fun. You kind of go, if you grew up in that area and you watched Saturday morning cartoons on ABC with your super friends and your Scooby-Doo and your Captain Caveman, you obviously saw those. And you can go on, and you can go on YouTube, and they're all there. You can relive your childhood and sing along, if you will, much like you sing along to the hits here on Bob FM. Right?
That's what we do. Yeah.
1975, another debut.
Now, let's meet the host of Wheel of Fortune, Chuck Woolery.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Charlie. Oh, welcome to Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Chuck Woolery. Some people forget that. He was the first host of Wheel of Fortune. And in fact, the first episode that was filmed a couple of years earlier than 1975 was originally called, the show was originally not Wheel of Fortune. It was Shopper's Bazaar.
Oh, wow.
And it was a little bit different. The wheel was upright. It wasn't flat. But Chuck Woolery was there for, oh, I don't know, 5-6 years or so before he left in a just a heated contract dispute. Then he ended up on Love Connection, and they brought in Pat Sajak, and the rest is history there.
That's all it, yeah.
And I don't think Vanna White was there the first time either. I think she came a little bit later.
Okay.
1975, and Wheel of Fortune's still on today.
Yes, it is.
Just like Price is Right, just like right. Family Feud, some of these classics have been on constantly. Match Game hasn't. ABC brought it back. Hollywood Squares and some of these other ones they brought back, kind of prime time specials. But Wheel of Fortune has been going on constantly since 1975. And in the news this date, 94.
Kerrigan was hit several times on the leg, around the knee, by what's being described as a club of some sort. Her assailant fled, but was later able to walk to the car that took her to the hospital for treatment. And this evening,
this was the date, Nancy Kerrigan. The question she asked was,
why?
I mean, she was smart enough. She was right there and then and there just going, why did somebody do this to me?
Right. Bad timing, too.
Because she was too good. She was too good for Tanya Harding, at least.
You got to eliminate the competition somehow.
Right, exactly. I mean, talk about not having any kind of teamwork at all, Team USA, just going at each other. I could imagine if it was somebody from Belarus.
Right.
Or somebody from the Soviet Union, although the Soviet had broken up, from the Commonwealth of Independent States, as they called it there for a while.
Right.
I could just imagine somebody from the Commonwealth of Independent States showing up and doing that to Nancy Kerrigan. You know, somebody from the other side of the Iron Curtain, but not one of our own. But
yet, it really does seem sad that there is no I in team, I guess. And, you know, she wanted to eliminate competition.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to Sweden, who won the gold medal of the World Juniors.
Yeah.
Team USA got knocked out in the quarterfinals. Canada took third.
Canada
1994, it was Nancy Kerrigan, and that whole thing got rolling. Let's move on to birthdays now.
It is a young football team. You worry about the concentration on the road, but number one, you better pack your defense, you better pack your offense, you better pack your kicking game. You better pack your discipline. You better pack togetherness. Togetherness is the most important thing. I feel a football team that plays well on the road is one that's usually very, very close, because you're going to be in a stadium, there's only 60 of you, there's going to be 30,000 of those other folks, and you're going to be screaming and hollering, and you do something good, the stadium's going to be quiet, which is a new, unique experience for us. But it's a Big Ten game. It's important to us. I have all the respect in the world for Northwestern, and if we can beat Northwestern on the road, then I would be able to say, hey, this is going to be an awfully good football team.
Hey, I was ready to run through a wall. I didn't even play for him. Lou Holtz there. On the
I got season tickets.
Sure, just because of that. That's from the Lou Holtz show on Channel 5, hosted by Channel 5 sports director Bob Bruce. Back from 84, whenever.
I was going to say 84 or 85.
Yeah, he was only 84. Here those 2 years, 20, and then got out of here for Notre Dame.
Goody.
But Lou Holtz, 89 today. Won the
is
national
that Steve
championship.
Wollenhouse doing Lou Holtz?
Who's that?
Is that Steve Wollenhouse doing Lou Holtz?
Who? 89 for Lou Holtz. He went on to do some TV as well.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I and the bees. I'm wrestling with a lion and a grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but
try to make it tough, certainly. As tough as possible here on the Bob Almanac. Kim Wilson, lead singer of the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
I like it.
Oh, you baby.
Yeah, it's a good song. Kim Wilson, 75. Know Your Sledge Sisters. Know your sledges. You got your 5-pound sledge, your 10-pound sledge. No, that's different sledge. Know your sludges. Okay, well, you got, your animal waste sludge. You got your natural ground sludge. Do you know all of your sludges, Neil?
Oh, I got to brush up.
So, one of the members of, there's so many of them. How many sisters were there? Were there 5 sisters? Yeah. Debbie, Joni, Kim, and Kathy. That's 4, but it looks like in the video there's like 5. There's like an extra. There's a bonus one that snuck on.
Cousin.
Yeah, maybe a cousin.
That's cousin.
It's Kathy Sledge of Sister Sledge's birthday today.
All right.
And she is 60. See, now I got to do the math different because some of these I have birth year, and now we got to go 26. So that would, 1959, that'd make her, what, 67?
67.
67 from 59. Let's move on. Howie Long.
Howie, what's a good gift to get for somebody you really care about?
Football tickets.
No. Something you get more use out of.
Season tickets.
Something from the heart.
Luxury suite.
Oh, no!
TracFone prepaid wireless from Radio Shack is a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's Terry Hatcher there, along with Howie Long doing. And you know those TracFones, you know what? They're real and spectacular, those TracFones from Radio Shack, certainly. So that is Howie Long, Football Hall of Famer. You see him on the Fox pregame show. He's been there pretty much since the beginning on the Fox pregame show.
Had a pretty good career, too.
Yeah. And he's still got pretty good hair at the age of 66.
But what about the bachelor party? We need entertainment. Hey, how about mud wrestling?
Sweetheart, I don't think your father expects you to throw him the bachelor party.
But I have to. I'm the best man. I know Daddy will want it.
Well, Daddy can't always have everything he wants.
But I want to wrestle in mud.
Jonathan, you won't be the one wrestling in mud.
No, I don't think so.
You'll find that out to your young eyes and ears shortly after
the John Candy.
After the event begins. That's Danny Pintaro, who played the young boy, the young Jonathan, Mona, Samantha, on Who's the Boss. He was the son. And, he was also in Cujo. He was the little boy that Cujo was trying to eat, turn him into kibble.
Yes, he was a snack for Cujo.
He's the big 5-0 today. And then from SNL.
Lisa Kudrow?
Well, there's a T-Rex. And must move faster. Must move faster. Oh, no. Must move faster.
She was pretty good on SNL. Longtime Kate McKinnon.
Okay.
Is 42. That was a pretty good Lisa Kudrow.
That was good.
Do you know Kate McKinnon? Do you know who it is? She did Hillary, and she had a spot-on impersonation of Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
Among others. And then your rapper.
Tony Danza is pretty good.
It could use some work. Today's rapper of the day is Polo G.
Oh, boy.
Polo G.
Sure. Polo G.
27 today for Polo G.
Go get him, Polo G.
I agree.
All right, gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start with French heroine Joan of Arc. As I remember, it may not have worked out well at the end. 1412. Let's move forward. Academy Award. I want to do silent movie actor Tom Mix. Did a lot of silent westerns, I do believe. Tom Mix did a fine job. Born on this day, 1880.
Hey, that begs the question. What good is a western if you can't hear the gunshots?
Well, yeah.
Silent westerns must have just been horrible.
They were not the same.
No, certainly not.
Thank God there's no silent gun smokes. That would not have worked. What about Emmy Award-winning actor, the great Danny Thomas, born on this day, 1914?
Now, see here, you.
Well,
two.
Good morning.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
For saying good morning?
Here you go, trying to be funny again.
Wait a minute now. Just let me rehash this whole thing. I got up, I brushed my teeth, I put on my robe, I came down, and I said good morning. Now, where did I go wrong?
It started out as Make Room for Daddy, right?
Yes. And he won Oscar. I should say won Emmy for Make Room for Daddy. And then, of course, they spun off Andy Griffith, which was awesome. Danny Thomas, then the whole, of course, is St. Jude's and all the great work he's done. Marlo Thomas's father, Danny Thomas, 1914. Let's do some picking and grinning with Earl Scruggs.
They use this song in Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, wow. Sounds like, you know, could be Beverly Hillbillies, too, of course.
Well, they did the theme
they were
for that,
a part of that, yes. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs did some great work together. That's Earl Scruggs, born on this day, 1924. Would we have had Back to the Future without John DeLorean, the guy who made the DeLorean, 1925? Mickey Hargitay, he is was an actor, bodybuilder, the father to Mariska Hargitay. Of course, he was married to Jane Mansfield. That's good work, 1926. I know he's one of your favorite. He was Mel Sharple's Aunt Alice, award-winning actor Vic Tayback.
Oh, I also want to tell you, I'm thinking about watering down a chicken soup.
How? You already use chicken like a tea bag now.
Look, I'm doing it for you.
Mel, would you like to do something for me?
Yeah, what?
Kiss my grits!
So I think out of the percentage of Kiss My Grits, I think it was upwards of 70% were usually steered towards Mel.
Yes, that seems to be right. The direction.
Stow it, Blondie!
That's Vic Tayback, 1930. Singer Doris Troy. Troy.
And I felt so hard.
Pretty good hit right there.
Just one look. 1963 hit song for Doris Troy. What about Van McCoy? Who didn't do the hustle?
I never
did. In the 70s.
But I didn't want to.
Yeah. I tried, but it looked more like we say like the Tin Man without his oil can.
You needed to have bell bottoms on, too.
Yes, well, I had those.
The only way it worked.
I had those. That's Van McCoy, who had that big hit in 1975, born on this day in 1940.
This is life, the one you get. So go and have a ball.
Time, Jim.
This is it. This is it.
It's about time.
It really is. This is it. This is Bonnie Franklin. For starring in One Day at a Time, the 1970s hit television show. Bonnie Franklin, born on this day, 1944, founding member of AC/DC, he and his brother. This is Malcolm Young, 1953.
Just hear that combination rhythm and lead guitar between Malcolm and Angus there. It's just classic. And then Bon Scott, of course,
on the lead vocals. AC/DC. He's gone and sadly already born on this day, 1953. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Dixie Chicks, Ready to Run. Sometimes you might not be able to run today if it's kind of slippery, right?
No, be careful if you are.
Mercury Blues, Alan Jackson, and you know me better than that. Nobody plays more. They may play as much, but nobody plays more George Strait here on Bob.
I'm going to go Alan Jackson.
Gotcha.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG.